where I'm at today is I want to kind of add to what Brother Marty gave us yesterday. Since when the master speaks to us, we need to say, "Say on."
Yeah.
But my thought today is, how should we react? How should we react when Jesus is silent? See, Brother Marty said when Jesus says, you know, when Jesus speaks to us, we need to say, "Say on." What are you gonna speak to me, Lord? Well, when he's silent, what do we need to do? When he's silent, and we just, he's not saying anything. What are we to do? You know that feelings and emotions can get the best of us. Am I right?
Yes.
Talk to me.
Yes.
And what do we do most of the time when feelings and emotions get the best of us? We push the panic button. And the devil set up camp. We push the panic button. And the devil set up camp. Psalms 10:1. Somebody get it for me. Like I said, we don't have much. I just wanted to kind of thought about it as Brother Mine. I wasn't planning. The Lord just spoke to me as I come through that door. How should we react when Jesus is silent or when God is silent? How do we react? As we say, sometimes we go in and push the panic button. And then the devil comes in and he set up camp. Psalms 10:1 says what, Sister Dina?
Why standest thou afar off, O Lord?
Why standest thou afar off, O Lord?
Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble?
Why hidest thyself in times of trouble? Pray for me. Why hidest thyself in times of trouble? How do we react, as we say, when God is silent? Do we hit the panic button? David said here, "Why standest thou afar off? Where you at, Lord? Why hidest thyself in times of trouble? Where you at, Lord? Where are you?" Dina.
How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord?
How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord?
Forever.
Oh! Forever?
How long wilt thou hide thy face from me?
How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? What do we do when Jesus and God is silent? What do we do when God is silent? We just can't feel him. Seem like, "Lord, where are you at? Where are you at?" David, this is David talking. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? It says David prays for help that his enemies may exalt over him. He was praying. Is it going to be forever? How long will thou hide thy face from me? Where you at? And how long shall I just got one, okay. Won't go no further. How long shall I take counsel in my soul? Or sister, okay. Verse 2, baby.
How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me?
How long? How long? That's good. When God is silent, when we say, "Lord, where are you at?" How do we react? Because if we push that panic button, that old devil will come in and he going to set up camp. But God has a plan. Jeremiah 29:11, Sister Dana. Jeremiah 29:11. God has a plan.
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord.
He said, I know the thoughts. I just know the thoughts. I just know.
That the Lord thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. God has a plan. He said, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. That's not evil, not calamity, unexpected end. It's future and a hope. He can give you an eye of future and a hope. When God is silent, I want you to remember this. Look at the past and think about what God has done before. Don't forget that. Well, sometimes I go through things. It's not that we don't go through things, dear one. We're not exempt. But when we go through, you just go think about, well, Lord, you did this. You did that. You brought this to pass. You did all of this, Lord. I don't have to be in this spot. I'm going to still trust you in spite of it all. I'm going to still look to you, Lord, because you got it all. You got it all together. I'm just going to, as it says, somewhere I was dealing with, he said, be still and know that I'm God.
Amen.
Just get in a place where you have to be still and just know you God. You God all by yourself.
Amen.
You don't need no help.
Yes.
He's God all by himself. So be still. When God is silent, remember, look at the past. Think about what he's done before. Number one, Sister Dina, you get me Lamentations 3. 22:23 and Deuteronomy 7:9. You might get ahead of me.
Lamentations 3:22 and 23.
Okay, when God is silent, think about the faithfulness of God. He's faithful, isn't he? I didn't hear y'all. Is he faithful?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed.
It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed.
Because his compassions fail not.
They are new every morning.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Can you reach that? Great is thy faithfulness. It's the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. Because his compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Woo! Great is thy faithfulness. Deuteronomy 7, like I said, we're not going to hold you. Deuteronomy 7, now we're just going to get through here. When God is silent, we need to think of his faithfulness. God is faithful to us over and over and over again. Am I right?
Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God.
All right.
The faithful God.
Ooh.
Which keepeth covenant
and
mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations.
Did y'all hear that?
Yes.
Oh, you did, Brother Schaefer?
1,000 generations.
He is a faithful God. We can meditate on the faithfulness of God. Know therefore. 4,000 generations. He's a faithful God. So when you feel silent, you think about, Lord, just get in the Word. I tell people, get yourself in the Word. Get yourself in the Word. Because a lot of time in my counseling, phone line counseling, someone called me all gloom and doom. I say, go get your song book and go to singing and get your Bible and get to reading. What you're going through. Read about what you're going through. If you feel down and whatever, depressed, and they always say depressed, I tell them get rid of them D words. They belong to the devil. All right? Them D words belong to him. Despondent, discouraged. Am I right, sis? They belong to him. All them D words. See? He's God, as I say, all by himself. Faithful God. Oh, look at the faithful Christ, how he saves and keeps the soul. Who's standing his majesty, standing on his word, shall he stay all the ages. I'm a little low. Hold your love. I am God. All to us, thank God. All to us, thank God. All to us in the faithful God. Okay, the second one, Sister Dina, for me. We can stand on the promises of God and his word. 2 Corinthians 1:20 and 1 Kings 8:56. We can stand on the promises of God and his word. When God seems silent, we can stand on his promises and God's word.
For all the promises of God in him are yea,
uh-huh,
and in him, amen.
Uh-huh.
And to the glory of God by us.
All the promises in him is yea and amen. Amen. Ooh, all right, Sister Dina, what was the other one? First Kings 8:56. Y'all better pay for me.
Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel.
Okay.
According to all that he promised, there hath not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant.
Did y'all hear that? Yes.
In verse 24.
Oh, what?
Who has kept with thy servant David, my father, that thou promised him. Thou spakest also with thy mouth and hast fulfilled it with thy hand as it is this day.
Ooh, thank you, brother. I'm going to write that down. Thank you, brother. He said he has what now? He has fulfilled it with thy hand as it is this day. And who has kept with thy servant David, my father, that thou promised him, thou spakest also with thy mouth and hast fulfilled it with thine hand as it is this day. Wow. Woo! Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel according to all that he promised. There have not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant. Not one word. We got something to stand on this morning.
Amen.
We got something to stand on. We can stand on his word. He promised it to us. Many days I said, Lord, sometimes I feel little things going. Sometimes I feel like maybe it's a little affliction I'm going. I said, no, I'm not going there today. In the name of Jesus, get up and out of here.
Amen.
Next thing I know, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm getting ready to go now. We can stand on the promises of God.
Yes.
Okay, the third one. Sister Demas and Sister Dana, I'm sorry. Jeremiah 32:17 and Psalms 145:3. Jeremiah 32:7, we can reflect on his power and his might and greatness. That's it. We can reflect on his power and his might and greatness. We can sit down and think about all of that. What was that, sister, doing the drum?
Oh, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee.
Read that again, sister.
Behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee.
Yes.
Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that today? Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for the Lord. I always emphasize that two O's. Always emphasize that. Just the two T-O, but when it's two, that's saying something. Dumb two zeros. That's saying something. Am I right? Saying something. It's saying something. There's nothing. And there is nothing too hard for thee. The song said, just trust him and be true. And see what he'll do. He'll never disappoint your soul. When you've done your best, then you're going to let Jesus do the rest. And keep your eyes upon the God. All right? 145:3, sister, did I give you that one?
Psalms, you say?
Psalms.
145 and 3.
What did it say?
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable.
Is that all right, Sister P? J?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Oh, is it more than all right? Oh, excuse me. Whoa. It says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Have y'all ever been in that place? Where his greatness is have you ever been in that place? Been in that little spot? I was when I was on the road coming here. He said, well, I guess it's time for us to stop for the night. Okay, we're going to see what hotel we can take in. Went to this first hotel, and she said, oh, have you booked a stay tonight? I said, no, we haven't. She said, well, we full. We don't have not one room. I said, okay. She said, well, I just called at the hotel over there. They said they had some rooms. She said, they had some. So just go on over there and check them out. I said, okay, I'll go over there and check it out. When I got there, I said, well, y'all have a room open? She said, yeah, we got one. I said, okay. She said, what do you want? I said, how many people? I said, it's two of them. What do you want? You want a king size bed or do you want a little queen beds? I said, I guess we'll get two queen beds. You know? Okay. Well, she gone and picking it up. She said, oh, $99 and something. That's one night stay. I said, okay, Lord. I said, PG, we're going down the road and we're going to see what the Lord's going to do for us tonight. We went down the road, there was, and we got down there, and that lady says, okay, $49 and something. And see, I'm not going to charge for the second person.
Amen.
His greatness is unsearchable. I mean, we can't even think about all that he does for us. Just as I say, just trust him and be true. See what he'll do. He'll never disappoint. I just think about all God has done for me all these years, more than I can comprehend. Woo! Okay, and then here's the last two. All right, last one. Sister Dina. Number four, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Of course, everybody know that. Don't stop praying. Pray on till the answer comes. Have faith and believe it's going to work. It works. I mean, y'all remember that little fellow said, shout it, it works. Shout it, King Midas, or whatever you call it. It works. Prayer works. Sister Dina.
Pray without ceasing.
She said, pray without ceasing. That's what it said. It just say, pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Pray on till the answer comes. It says here, God's silence is an invitation to take your eyes off the circumstances and put on your faith, your hope, your trust, and confidence in Him. This admonition will ward off the wiles of the devil. It'll ward him off.
Yeah.
So be encouraged today to know that when God, how we should react when God is silent. We've given you the things that you need to look to. We need to, when God is silent, remember the faithfulness of God. Remember to stand on the promises of God and His word. Remember to reflect on His power and His mighty greatness, and don't stop praying. Pray for me, thanks.